I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The USDA has reopened the comment period for Americans affected by proposed changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The proposed changes would limit waivers states are allowed to give to able-bodied adults without dependents, or ABODs. The 60-day public comment period ended April 2nd, but for several hours on April 1st and 2nd, people were unable to upload their comments because of a glitch at the site federalregister.gov. Before the technical glitch, Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, chair of the House Agriculture Subcommittee on Nutrition Oversight and Department Operations, asked Purdue to extend the comment period from 60 to 90 days. The department opted to allow comments for 3 additional days, from April 8th through the 10th. The USDA estimates the changes would save $8 billion over 5 years. Opponents predict people will go hungry instead. If the rule goes into effect, 750,000 people could lose food stamp benefits. Congresswoman Fudge says not only do many ABODs live in rural communities where jobs are scarce,
many ABODs experience other hardships, including lack of housing, undiagnosed mental illness, learning disabilities, and poor health.
Supporters say they want to get more people who can work back to work. To comment for or against, go to federalregister.gov until the end of the day, April 10th.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.